Kate had set up the fire so there was a clear spot for the billy to nestle between two logs, and Jono set it there to boil. He pulled his big esky closer to the flames and sat down wearily. "What's it like, being married?" he asked. "I mean, does it feel different to when you were going out?" Kate started. "Jesus, things aren't moving that fast with Sarah Childs, are they?" "God, no," Jono cried, the terror in his wide eyes making Kate laugh again, not without some relief. "Just general philosophical question. Doesn't feel like I'll ever have that."
"You will," Kate said.
"It's hard to define. Getting married doesn't change anything tangible. I suppose it just means something real in terms of the law and money. People say it's just a piece of paper, but there's something more to it. You don't necessarily feel it when you wake up that first day after the wedding, but it's a kind of security, peace. You know, for all the stuff that will happen to you, all the hard stuff that you'll have to deal with, this person will be with you." "That sounds pretty good," Jono said. "I wouldn't recommend rushing into a wedding in search of that feeling," Kate said dryly. "I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but there would be people out there that feel it without having to get married. But to me, it was like an extension of how I felt when I met Cam. Like something was settled, so life could really start."
"You old romantic," he grinned. "Piss off." She threw a handful of mud just left of his head. He knew it would have connected if she'd wanted it to.
"It's not like I went out with that many blokes," she continued. "But I just remember it as this constant niggling. All this energy that would get burned up worrying, does he like me? Do I like him? Is this what it should feel like? That's familiar. And then I met Cam. And all that wasted nervous energy just stopped. Like, oh, this is what it should feel like."
"You just knew."
"I mean, there was excitement, and I'm probably remembering it now easier than it was." Kate flicked the wet mud off her fingers. "But for the most part, I was sure he felt the same way, and it just made all that stress and insecurity seem silly. At a certain point, you just have to trust that it feels right, and that it can be easy, and just enjoy it."
Jono thought about how much of his recent days were spent agonizing over what to do with Sarah, or what to text her, or reliving that night outside the motel with Stevie, trying to figure out what had made her pull back, whether he should have pushed harder.
"So how's it going with Sarah, really?" Kate asked.
Jono sighed. "She's so sweet. And she makes me laugh, and makes me feel good. Except when something reminds me of how young she is and I feel ancient."
"You poor blokes have it so tough," Kate rolled her eyes. "How's the, you know?"
"Yeah, we haven't, you know," Jono stuttered, and Kate raised her eyebrows.
"It just hasn't felt right.
No chemistry. That's not a good sign, little brother."
"Ugh, it's so weird talking with you about this. There are moments of chemistry, but I think the vibe is too brotherly. I keep getting all up in my head about what it means if we hook up and then I leave her high and dry. Can't exactly ghost the girl from next door."
Kate nodded. "That's not dumb, but it sounds like your brain is doing all the work. And in my experience, you know what's real when your heart and your other bits don't wait to give your brain a chance to get involved."
Jono's brain immediately started playing its well-worn highlights reel of the night he'd grabbed Stevie and dropped his pie. He groaned. The billy lid started rattling as the water finally came to boil.
"Ah, you know the feeling," Kate said, as he busied himself grabbing the billy off the fire with a set of pliers so that he didn't burn his hands.
"And it's not Sarah you feel it with."
"No," he admitted, lifting the billy lid and dunking in their two tea bags. "I think I've been hoping that it might develop with Sarah, but the person I don't have to force it with isn't interested."
"How do you know?"
"There have been opportunities, and she stopped things before they could go anywhere."
Kate rolled her eyes. "We're talking about Stevie, right?"
"Yes, Jono, you're that obvious," she said as he looked at her in surprise.
"She's with someone else," he said.
"So are you," Kate shot back. "And I wouldn't be so sure she's not interested. Have you told her how you feel?"
He let this hang for a moment.
The absurdity of a woman asking a man from Western Queensland whether he had taken an opportunity to be emotionally vulnerable, and they both cracked up laughing. No, not explicitly. But I flirted with her. She kind of missed the fact that I can't take my eyes off her whenever I see her. And I kissed her a few months back. After a big night and lots of beers, when she stayed in town after a job here, I thought it was finally happening. But she cut it off. The plot thickens. I knew something must have happened, Kate said, prompting a quizzical look from Jono. Did she kiss you back, or did she stop it straight away? He winced. It felt wrong to be talking this through with his sister. But who else was he going to process it with? Not Sarah. Certainly not Tom. And Rabbit still wasn't talking back. She kissed me back. I was sure I felt something. It was like a school dance makeout, you know? Where you could have been pashing for hours. But without the braces and bad technique. They both giggled. But, yeah, nah. Nah, she laughed it off and sent me home. But what do you mean? You knew something had happened? Because I was moping around? No, it was her performance at Ladies' Day. Her reaction when you got knocked out. It was just a bit odd. You probably don't remember it. He shook his head. That evening is a blank in my memory. She was quite upset. She was fronting like she was cranky about something someone said, but I got the feeling that she was thrown by how she felt when you got hurt.